This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Good afternoon and welcome to Well, Well, Well. This is Tex here and I'm joined by Murray and Adam from the Victorian AIDS Council. Thanks as always to Natasha for the news and thanks to the Gazman for the morning show. Good morning, team. Or actually, good afternoon, team. How are we today?
Yeah, good. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I've just self-assessed and I'm good.
Oh, good. You're self-assessed.
I'm self-assessed and I'm good as well.
Thanks, doll.
At Well, 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 we talk about all topics that relate to the GLBTI community. We are all about sexual health and well-being. And hey, listen, on today's show, we're going to be talking with Patrick from the Victorian AIDS Council about a free therapeutic group for MSM, that's men who have sex with men, who want to reduce or stop their methamphetamine use. So that'll be really interesting.
It should be interesting chat today. Adam?
Yes, dear.
How can people get involved in the conversation with us and perhaps ask questions or suggest topics that they'd like us to cover in the future?
Are there a plethora of ways?
There are a plethora of ways and many a platform upon which people can do so. So you can like us via Facebook, which is facebook.com/wowwowwowjoy, mm-hmm. or you can speak with a real life person when you call reception on 1300 JOY 949, or if you actually want to get in contact with us directly right here in the studio, which mm-hmm. is pretty amazing,
yep.
You can send us an email, which is onair@joy.org.au, or send an SMS to 0427 JOY 949. And now we've actually gone into the future.
The future.
We're on the Twitterverse.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Tweet this, people.
I'm not a Twitter user myself.
Aren't you? I love Twitter.
No, I'm not good on it.
I'm all over it.
Really?
Yeah. So you can actually tweet
send us. Send us a tweet.
I'll send myself a tweet.
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
All right. Maybe I'll do that.
Just so we know it's working. It's like a test.
But I'm the one that has to check the tweet, so
okay.
It defeats the purpose. But anyway, our Twitter handle is at wowwowwowjoy.
That's right. And joining us is our guest, Patrick. G'day, Patrick, and welcome to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Tex. It's great to be here.
Do a round of applause.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys. Cheers.
No worries.
Patrick, before we chat about the new therapeutic counselling group that you've come in to discuss in particular, perhaps you could share with the listener just a little bit about yourself, like perhaps your previous workplace, why you chose this field of study, and why work at the Victorian AIDS Council, for heaven's sake.
Well, I mean, I've been working in the community health sector for about 8 years mm-hmm. and been working in the drug and alcohol field for about 6 years. And my field of study is actually spirituality. So that's how I got into this field. I'm a social worker, but my main interest is the human mind and its unique ability to change.
Wow. I actually didn't know you were a social worker. On the way here, we were talking about me being a social worker, and you never dropped that.
Well, that's because you're
waiting for radio.
It's a one-sided conversation.
I was about to say that conversation was all about you.
I was talking a lot.
So how did you actually get into the drug and alcohol field? Was it through actually being a social worker that you were encountering clients who actually had drug and alcohol issues, and therefore that's sort of the path that you took?
No. Well, I actually trained as a hospital chaplain.
Right.
I was a lawyer.
I gave up, and
I got a job in a drug and alcohol detox as a support worker. And I did that for a while, and then I was a drug and alcohol counsellor.
So what motivated you to move from law into counselling?
I just think it's a huge jump. Yeah, I'd just done as much as I wanted to do in that field, and
Was it always at the back of your mind?
Hey, moving from a head-based occupation to a heart-based occupation.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, you're working at the Victorian AIDS Council now, so how did you fall into working with the Victorian AIDS Council?
Well, I saw the job ad and I thought, you know, this is my tribe, you know, and I want to work for them and work with them. So, yeah, the position came up, and I thought, yeah, that's what I want to do.
And so who is the Victorian AIDS Counselling Service for? So is it is there an intended particular group, or is it just gay men with issues around HIV, for example? Or, who and why and what and where, basically?
Well, look, it's open to all members of our community. So, I mean, we're funded to provide counselling services to people with HIV. So people who have just been diagnosed or have lived for a long time with HIV, and their partners and families. But it's really open to anyone in the community who are struggling with issues of life, really.
So is it just a boys' club, only boys who can come along and have counselling? Or is it open, as you said, it's open to everyone in the community, so that includes women as well?
Absolutely. It's open to women and anyone in our community. They might be struggling with family or intimate relationship issues.
Mm-hmm.
They may have experienced some trauma. People with depression, anxiety and other mental illnesses. Issues of gender identity and coming out.
I would imagine the coming out one, you would get a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, we work with the peer groups at VAC.
Yeah.
So if people need a little bit more than the group offers, then we can see them individually.
Fantastic. Yeah. And a lot of GP referrals?
Yeah, we get a lot of referrals from GPs in the inner city. I think a lot of the community know about our service. So, you know, if they see a friend or family member who's struggling, they might suggest coming and seeing us.
And so obviously there's male counsellors and female counsellors. So is it male counsellors just for male clients and female counsellors for female clients? Or is it, do you actually get to choose? Or what's the process behind you selecting the counsellor that's probably going to be most beneficial for you?
Yeah, well, we have gay and straight male counsellors and gay and straight female counsellors. And when the client comes in for an assessment, we actually ask them who they would prefer, gay, straight, male, female. The majority of people don't have a preference. Mm. They just want to see someone who'll listen and who'll be empathetic to their situation. But if someone does want to see a gay man or a gay woman, we try and hook them up with the right counsellor. We can't always do it, but we try our best.
And I guess there'd have to be some sort of, standard level of understanding. So even though you might not be a gay male or a gay female, but you understand exactly what coming out is and the issues behind that, so you obviously still have the ability to provide the services and the counselling that the client would need regardless. So yeah. I guess as long as everyone's quite competent, then...
I would suspect just them working there is the basis of credibility, don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're all trained in counselling with regard to recent HIV infection. Coming out. I mean, most of us have gone through that journey ourselves.
Mm.
And, a lot... I mean, there is the textbook stuff that you learn as a counsellor, but there's also life experience. There's nothing like talking to someone who's, you know, travelled that road.
Absolutely.
And is able to reflect and... Yeah.
Pat, tell us about the group, because I've forgotten already, and who the target audience is.
So it's a therapeutic group. It's called Rewired.
Right.
And we're looking to work with men who want to change or stop their methamphetamine use. So, yeah.
And so I actually thought that meth ice was a problem a few years ago, because it was actually quite sort of, I guess, well-pronounced within the media. There was a lot of discussion going on around it. But I thought everything had kind of really settled down and it had all kind of gone away. But obviously that's not the case. Or has it come back, or has it always been there? Or
no, it's really always been here. Since the early 90s when it first arrived in Australia.
Is that how long it's been around?
Yeah, so it came from the States.
Yeah.
There are differences with meth use in the gay community than the mainstream community. So, and one of the main differences is that the majority of gay men or men who have sex with men will use ice for its effect of increasing sexual drive and performance. So for this community and especially the men, ice use or meth use is associated with sex.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Which makes would make it even more difficult to stop, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, you know, we're dealing with this incredibly addictive substance, but it's also very closely interrelated with sex drive.
Mm.
So that's another...
So this is a group, right?
It is.
So why a group and not one-to-one counselling?
Well, we do offer one-to-one counselling, and we also offer a single session counselling, but the impacts of groups are there's a lot of them, and it's about sharing with people. It's about identifying and seeing people who are struggling with the same issues as you. So, and I guess the research on drug and alcohol groups is that they're really effective.
And so, how do we actually know that there is sort of a concern of ice? Obviously, you know, we can get anecdotal sort of reports, but I mean, is this reports from doctors in hospitals, or is it police reports, or is there an evidence-based call for action, or is it drug and alcohol agencies saying this is a major concern? We need to start like refocusing our efforts on this.
No, there's a series of definitive academic studies on the use of alcohol and other drugs in the queer community. And the fact that we as a community use alcohol and drugs at a higher level than mainstream. So in 2012, a global drug study found that over a quarter of 6,000 gay men had used methamphetamine. So that's at least a quarter in their lives. And... So the rates of meth use reported by a sample group in Melbourne estimated that between 8 to 15% of gay men had used meth.
Good heavens.
Compared to 3.2% in the mainstream.
Wow, so, that's a massive increase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Patrick, how will the group actually be run? So is it a free-for-all, or are there set targets to achieve for each meeting, or is there 2 sessions, 1 sessions, 8 sessions, 9 sessions?
Well, firstly, the group is free, so it won't cost you anything. It runs for 1.5 hours on a Wednesday evening, and it runs for 6 sessions, so it runs for 6 weeks. And look, discussion and exploration of issues will definitely be encouraged.
Is that short for a group, 6 weeks? Or is that the standard?
Yeah, it's usually a bit longer.
Yeah.
But the global research actually says that with this client group, that it's better to run shorter groups for a shorter period of time. And so, yeah, look, there will be discussion and exploration of stuff, but we also cover a number of pretty important topics. So they're relapse prevention, methamphetamine in the brain, sleep and nutrition, HIV and sex, mental health and mindfulness. And we'll also be having a guest speaker come in to speak to the group.
What kind of guest speakers would you be having? Is that for each session?
No. Well, we've actually got two. We've got a nutritionist coming in.
All right.
To talk about, nutrition before you use and after you use, and also in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another speaker who's a gay man who's in recovery from methamphetamine use. We're getting him in because it's often helpful for people struggling with their own drug use to hear others who have been through the same thing and overcome their issues. So, he's a great guy, and he spoke at our last group, and so we've got him in again.
Oh, so it has run before?
Yeah, it has run before. Yeah,
and so we'd briefly touched on this earlier, but so obviously a group setting might not be for everyone, because obviously you might have to talk about yourself or your experiences, and obviously a little bit of anonymity goes a long way, maybe in terms of building trust with other people. So you can do just individual counselling around alcohol and drugs, or is this actually the preferred option for you to actually use the group?
Yeah, well, look, the VAC has just been funded to establish a drug and alcohol service. So we have counsellors on site in South Yarra and also in the Inner North to see people. And we can see people anywhere in the state, so we can also do telephone or online counselling. If it's totally understandable that groups aren't for everyone. And
that's great, though, that you offer online counselling.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you have to these days.
A variety of ways.
Yeah, yeah, and it's about connecting with people where they are.
Absolutely.
And so if they would like to have a more anonymity, if they're continuing to use, that's absolutely fine. Mm. Yeah, and we also have a thing called Rewired One-on-One. Now, that's a one-off counselling session for 1.5 hours. So it's for people who don't necessarily want to engage in continuing counselling, but they've just got questions about mm-hmm. their meth use. They can be questions around their health, their mental health, the impact on their family or on their work. If they've got questions about methamphetamine and the law, they can come in and ask that. So they can come in, have that one-off counselling appointment, and then if they want to continue with counselling, they can.
So it's the speed dating version of the group, for want of a better word.
Speed dating.
But I guess it's like planting the seed, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Because it's getting people to start thinking about what options are available to them when they come to that point that they think they want to take a bit further and get some more counselling.
Yeah, look, we're really wanting to work with people at all stages. And that may be that someone is using meth regularly and they just think, is this starting to impact on my health and what can I do? Mm. What can I do to reduce some of the harms associated with meth use?
Okie doke. We have another piece of music to play, but before that, we've had a couple of messages in. I just noticed on the screen we've had one from Jason saying, good to hear your dulcet tones, fellas. Now, Jason, of course, used to be one of the hosts here on Well, Well, Well.
He did.
He deserted ship, left the Victorian AIDS Council and set sail
well.
In the Burnett Centre.
Hashtag shady.
Where he now works on the Count study, which was done here in midsummer.
That is correct.
Which was a HIV prevalence study, which is doing the rounds of the country. And we've also had one, Murray, from Carlos, I think.
We have. He says, great show. And by the way, the 2015 Down and Dirty calendars are available for free.
They're fantastic.
Yes, free. From Manhouse, Eagle Leather, Hares and Hyenas and VAC.
Indeed. So, rush into Manhouse, Eagle Leather, Hares and Hyenas.
I've got my calendar.
Or the Victorian AIDS Council.
They are. They look really,
really
good.
Really good.
They are a very raunchy calendar. Can I say that word on joy?
You can say raunchy.
All right. They're raunchy.
So, Patrick, how can interested same-sex attracted men register if they're interested or they want to find out more information about the group? How do they get in contact or who do they get in contact with?
Yeah, they can just call VAC and speak to the duty worker between 10 and 4, Monday to Friday. And the duty worker will talk to them about the group, answer their questions, give them any information they need. Yeah.
And so when is this group going to start or what is the start date for the group? Is there one sort of set up and ready to go? And
yep. So the group actually starts next Wednesday evening.
Yep.
Oh, so soon.
Yeah. So the 17th of September, but we're still taking referrals. So anyone who's interested can actually get into that group.
And you'll be taking them right up until...
Well, up until, it depending starts. On yep. on how many we get, but yeah, we'll be doing assessments up till the day before.
Okay, so this one, we've established it's just for guys only, it's for men only. Is there going to be one run for women?
Not at this stage, but there is a group for same-sex attracted women who want to have a look at their alcohol use. So that's called Drink Limits, and that will be coming up, at VAC.
So for people that are sort of out there and they're sort of just starting to think about it, but Wednesday may be a bit too soon for them, will the group be run again?
Yes, it will be.
Around?
I would say there may be one run again this year.
Yeah. if not early next year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Great.
Now, Patrick, you said that they can ring VAC, but we didn't get the number. So what's the number for the Victorian AIDS Council?
It is 9865 6700.
I noted a little bit of hesitation.
I was waiting for people to grab their pens.
And so, but when they ring up, say they actually ask about the Rewired group, or they've got to speak to the duty worker.
Yeah,
that's the way to sort of get in contact with or, and register their interest.
Yeah, or just say, look, I heard that there's a group about meth users. Yeah, the reception will put them through.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, very gorgeous. Patrick, it has been excellent to blood you into radio.
Oh, it's been...
Wasn't as bad as you thought it might be.
No, it's been fine.
Indeed. So
another round of applause.
You guys have been very encouraging and supportive.
Great. Well, we look forward to perhaps getting you back in the studio after the group has been on to find out whether it worked and how it worked and whether it was successful or not, and indeed when the planning stages will be in operation for when the next group, when another group for this group will be coming along for people who find themselves addicted to crystal methamphetamine or ice or Tina or meth or whatever they want to call it.
Yep, be happy to do that.
Sensation. That'll be great. We're coming towards the end of our show for the day, but we'll have another show next week from 12 noon here on Joy 94.9. We need to say thank you to Patrick for coming in and explaining about the group for people, for same-sex attracted men who are addicted to crystal methamphetamine or crystal or Tana or meth or however, whichever word you want to use.
Well, I mean, you don't actually have to be addicted to it. You could actually go along to the group even if you are a recreational user and it's maybe starting to impact on certain parts of your life, whether it's work, relationships, friendships. So I guess it's a really fantastic group that's open to a variety of different people as long as they are using crystal meth, regardless of whether it's a dependence, addiction or a recreational point of view. So
that's a free group.
Yeah, fantastic. Yep. So, I mean, you know, obviously if people are addicted or dependent on a particular drug, maybe they don't have a lot of, I guess, extra cash laying around to go and see a counsellor and whatnot. So it's fantastic that they've got a couple of options at VAC. One, they can do the one-off session, which is kind of like the speed dating version of the group, as I said earlier, or they can come along to the six-week session group. So I think it's absolutely fantastic.
So you can log on to vac.org.au for more information, or you can contact reception 9865 6700.
Yep, and if you do, you've got to contact or you've got to speak to a duty worker. So that's between 10 and 4, Monday through Friday.
We have reached the end of our show, though, and coming up next is Ali with the afternoon show, which will be heaps of sensational music.
Sensational is his word today, you noticed? Yep.
It is. Everything is sensational. Uh-huh. This has been Well, Well, Well with Adam, Murray and Tex, and we'll be back next week at 12:04 after the news for another great show. Cheers, everyone.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.